Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Novel Ideas for March 15th, 2024. Yes, and St. Patrick's Day weekend. So tonight we are discussing Tumbleweeds by Lila Meacham. And I could not find anything about this author. I know she died, but because I saw things about In Memoriam, but I couldn't find anything about her specifically. So we read Roses about 12 years ago by her. And now this one. So Roses was the first book when I was hosting, when I was co-hosting at the time, and that was my first book that I did. So that was interesting. I remember doing that. Long time, 12 years. Anyway, let's go around and see what people thought about the book.
You going to do the characters, down. Randy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Marsha, I forgot.
No problem.
Thank you for the reminder. The characters, we have Trey and John, the two main characters, and Kathy. Kathy's grandmother, Emma, and Trey's...
Hazel.
Trey's...
Hazel.
Mabel? I thought it was Mabel.
Mabel. Thank you, Mabel. Alan. It's Mabel. Aunt Mabel. Yeah. I said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Mabel.
Yeah. Mabel.
Hazel used to do housekeeping on some TV show.
I like that show. So.
And then there was the guy that had the burger place.
Benny.
Yeah.
Benny's
Burgers, yes.
Yeah.
The parents, Donnie, and his parents.
Betty and Luke, was it? Betty was
and the Lou.
Lou. Betty and Lou,
Yeah.
And Sheriff Deke. Was that his name, the sheriff?
Sheriff Deke. Yeah, I think that's right. Deke. That sounds right. Yeah.
And
who was the guy with the whip? What was the guy with the whip? The mule.
Wolf
his last
man.
Name was.
Wolf.
Wolf. Yeah, yeah.
Wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. Yeah. Wolf. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to me.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the coach, the football coach at the high school.
Right. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember.
Don Turner. It was Coach Turner.
Coach Turner.
Okay.
And his daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
Those are amazing. Okay. Was that the one that John went out with a time or two that went to work for
her. Oh, yeah, she's the waitress.
Yeah. Okay.
There you got it pretty good.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Good character list. Let me know when you want me to call on people and I'll start. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna start at the bottom. I'm gonna mix things up. So
good.
Allison, since you're muted, you're at the bottom 918, so take it away.
I love this book, and I have a caregiver from Texas who comes 8 to 8, and she wouldn't let me read on. She said, "Don't read it without me," you know. So I didn't. Well, actually, I finished. Actually, I have a Victor Stream 3, and so I finished it, but I marked where I was so we could go back.
Sure.
But I really liked the book. I really did. But one thing confused me, and I don't know whether I was just dense or what, although she didn't realize it either. I thought from the way they spoke that Kathy shot him. Didn't you?
You're not the only one that was confused by that. So
yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad. I thought.
Yeah.
Well, they threw that in because of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't identify who was driving the car, just that he was really happy to see that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I didn't suspect until the very end.
I didn't either.
I figured it out.
I didn't either.
Well, the person was the coach, right?
No.
Right.
Was the coach.
I thought it was Trey saw him and smiled.
Yeah.
He was the coach.
He killed him, but he was driving his wife's car. That's why nobody really.
Lexus. Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
And Kathy had a white Lexus.
Then her son saw her driving
and turning off that road.
I still think it was a cheap shot because we all thought it was Kathy.
I will make supporting comments along those lines too when it's my turn, Allison.
But I like the book.
Yeah. So good.
It was good.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Carla Hayes.
Well, my favorite character was not mentioned, Silver the dog. I think you know what I'm going to say. I hated this book. There was, they lied, they sinned, they messed around, they slept around, there was murder, there was... And then that cheap shot, I still think it was Kathy. It just sounded like they described that she did it. And I don't know. I just feel like, I felt misled. And I don't know. I wish I hadn't wasted so much time on it.
That's what makes the book good.
Good?
You wouldn't have a book if you didn't have all that.
One at a time, please. We're recording.
And I guess this just isn't my type of book. And I don't need these images. Like, I don't need to constantly be thinking about this poor boy strung up in a barn just because somebody wanted to go after his mascot. And I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why anybody likes books like this. I don't get why they write books like this. And I just feel duped. And I feel like I wasted time and I'm mad at myself. I just did it because you guys are my friends and I wanted to talk to you, I guess. But should I tell you how I really feel now?
Okay. We still love you anyway, Carla.
That's why you're here. You're here to tell us how you feel.
Well, I love you too, but I don't love this book.
Okay.
All right.
I hope I didn't hurt my feelings.
Okay. Joni Leonard.
Oh, boy.
She's muted.
Was she? We can get back to her. She made her aid.
Did she say anything about she had an interruption earlier when she was talking to her? Okay.
No.
Oh, I didn't realize that I was.
There she is.
I thought that I was unmuted. I'm here.
Okay. Your turn.
Yes. I love this book. Well, I guess I did love it. I liked it a lot. I hated Trey. I just hate people like that. And people did whatever he wanted them to do. He was so manipulative.
Yep.
He was so horrible. And to Kathy, oh my God. I really thought that it was his baby. I thought, and sort of still do think that he really, the doctor said when he was a teenager that he had been sterilized because of the mumps. But I have a feeling that the sterilization sort of wore off and that maybe it was his baby. However, and I just love John. I just, and well, I thought it was really, really a good book. And I like the dog, too. But Trey, I would have killed him, I'm telling you. He was just so nasty. And the way, when they were little, and the way he went into school and demanded that Kathy sit next to him, and he wouldn't have it any other way. And of course, the two guys fell in love with her instantly. And I liked her, but her choices in life were so, I mean, she wasn't too smart about her choices. But then, of course, she ended up making a good choice, and maybe she did go to medical school and all this stuff. Well, in summation, I liked the book. Now, people are going to say things that I forgot to say, that I will agree or disagree with, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Thank you. Randy, grilling? You need to do any grilling, Randy, before I call the next person? No?
Nope. Go ahead.
Nope. Okay.
Thanks,
Tony. Let's see. Okay.
You're welcome, Randy.
Marsha Moses.
Well, I really liked the book, and she sort of indicated from the very beginning that Trey was not going to be the nicest guy in the world. Yes. And I really, you know, and I didn't hate him or anything like that, because he did have some good traits. He could be a kind person when he wanted to be, and granted, it was mainly to get his way in life, but, you know, he and John were close, and they did love each other as brothers, so I don't know. I liked him okay, but I didn't trust him, and I loved Rufus. Rufus was such a cool dog. And I'm glad Kathy finally got the chance to go to medical school. She was hoping, of course, that John would give up the priesthood and, you know, decide to end his celibacy and go with her. And she and John and, oh, shoot, what was the son's name?
Will.
Will, yeah.
Will, yeah, I think.
But I was thinking all along that maybe that diagnosis of Trey's sterilization was a mistake. I truly thought until almost the very end of the book that he was Will's father. So, but I was totally confused with Trey's murder. I didn't know if it was, I didn't think it was Kathy.
No.
I kind of, in a way, I thought it was Will. But the when it turned out to be Coach Turner, it totally surprised me. I just, you know, never thought the coach would be the one to do it. But all in all, I really enjoyed the book. That was one heck of a love triangle for sure. And that's about it.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Marsha.
You're welcome, Randy.
Okay, Linda.
Well, I liked it as well, and I was totally surprised at the murder. At first I thought it was Kathy, but then I was totally shocked when it was the coach. And yeah, I liked Rufus too. Trey. Oh, I didn't hate him, but I didn't really like him that much. Because, you know, he wanted to get his way, and he always seemed to do it. But that's pretty much it. I mean, everybody's said everything.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks. Jenna Luttrell.
Okay. I spent a good part of this book trying to figure out what Kathy saw in Trey. I didn't care for him too much. And John was so much the better person from the beginning. I just like wanted to hit her in the head and say, can't you see what's in front of you? And I was trying to figure out how, you know, a lot of times in books, you're willing to kind of stretch belief a little bit, stretch reality. But this book got kind of convoluted and in a lot of ways. And, you know, even the way even the way she became pregnant, you know, I mean, yes, I do know about the birds and bees, but it was just, you know, technically, yeah, possible, but just so unlikely, especially under the circumstances. It just seemed like that, I don't know, that was a bit of a stretch for me. I liked what Father John said when he said lies beget lies, and that just really sums up the whole book. So and I at the end where the coach shot himself, I did see that coming when he went into the other room. I thought, oh, okay, I know what's going to happen now. So anyway, it was okay. That's about it.
A fair assessment. Yeah, a fair assessment, I would say. Okay. Okay, let's see. Ruth Ann.
Well, I enjoyed the book. I hope you can hear me. I'm not hearing you.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also did not like Trey, but I liked the man, John, I liked him. Is, you know, he really, you know, was, I think he was the more stable of the guys, and in he was a good person, you know, seemed to be a good person. And I liked some of the characters that, you know, maybe he took a small part in the, you know, the grandmother. She took Kathy Ann, you know, back to her home, you know, and she took her, and Kathy hadn't been with anybody, as didn't know, you know, it was a completely different experience for her, and I like the fact that she, Kathy, bought this restaurant and had her grandmother doing the cooking for it, and all that sort of thing. I thought at first this was going to be a typical coming of age book, but I don't think it really was. I think that we had a lot of things happening a lot of people. I also was confused about the murder of Trey. I think it was well deserved, and everything, you know, coming. But it was, I thought it was a really good book, and you know, kept, you know, a surprise to it, you know, I'm sorry.
All right. You're good.
But I thought the book was a good book. I thought that it was something that I would remember, and things that a lot, you know, took a lot of things, but I thought it was a really good book, and if you read it, a lot of people, you know, took an active part, or, you know, it was a rich book as far as the characterization or the characters in the book. It wasn't just the boy. What they did to the boy,
Donnie.
To this, is was terrible. I mean, it just was a terrible thing. But it, all in all, I thought it was a good book.
Okay. Great.
Good.
And, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Okay. Okay. Deanna?
Well, I thought it was kind of a cheat the way she set it up to make it look as if it were Kathy. Because you didn't really have a motive for the coach. The only hint you had was that even though he'd been the star player and the coach had thought a lot of him when he was in high school, once he was away at college and he tried to make contact again with the coach just didn't react, didn't respond. And that confused Trey because he'd really looked up to the coach and it was one of the few people that would have had any influence over him. So, you know, when he got out of the car and threw his arms open and went towards the person, I didn't think it was Kathy because I didn't think that he would have reacted that way. Yes, he saw her earlier when she was at the light, but he had made up his mind when he went away to college because he got the medical test just before he and John went for the football, you know, players always come early to do some initial work to get ready for the season. And he went nuts because he found out that he was sterile. And so he wasn't concerned about getting any of the little cheerleaders and the pretty little football girls hangers on pregnant. And he was upset and he was trying to prove his masculinity by having affairs with as many girls as he could, not at all thinking about how when Kathy arrived on campus that would have affected her. And then he goes back and he decides, well, the best thing for her is if he breaks it off because he knows she's the kind of girl that would sacrifice herself for the person she loved. And she would marry him anyway. And then she would never have children. So then when she ends up getting pregnant, he gets really angry at John and really angry at her because he knows John is the only one that would be close enough to Kathy to have gotten her pregnant. And he doesn't let them explain anything. He just cuts her dead again after they got back together again and abandons her and actually gloats over her not getting to go to college, having to work as a waitress at Benny's, punishing her for what he thought was her betrayal of him. It wasn't, it never occurred to him that she was a mess and wouldn't be aware of what she was doing or anything at that point because she was devastated. And that John was as straight as an arrow and didn't really understand that he could have been responsible for getting her pregnant without penetration, which in his innocence, he would not have expected. However, it is a fact. And I know this because I've dealt with very young girls who are not penetrated, but who had been molested, who got pregnant, including an 11-year-old. So, you know, these kinds of things happen. But John was very innocent, and so was Kathy in a way, because the only one she'd ever been with was Trey. So she couldn't understand when John said no, they didn't do anything. He was being honest and she accepted that because he hadn't. He'd stopped himself because she called out Trey's name. And it broke his heart. And it was at that time he made the decision then that he would go to receive training to become a priest. And once he'd started that journey and he found a measure of peace, not total peace, because he could never forgive himself, because he was the one that suggested making it look like that magazine that he knew that the other, oh, I forget what position he played, the other football player had all of the porn magazines and had hidden them in Trey's truck that till he found a better place to put them. And so John suggested it because he didn't want Donnie to be buried in unconsecrated ground as he would have as a Catholic for committing suicide. And he thought in that way, at least he'd be buried by a priest in the Catholic Church as an accident, even though it was heartbreaking for his parents. He thought it was less heartbreaking than having everyone think it was a suicide, that he'd hung himself. And he was trying to save Trey, of course. But, you know, it was a mistake. They were 17. They were dumb. John was pulled into something that he didn't want. And he was angry at Trey toward the end because he saw that he'd brought that claw and leg from a bobcat to harm the little lamb. Shaving him was one thing, but actually causing him harm was something John would not have stomached. So they were fighting, which alerted Donnie in the house, who was having an after-school snack because he came home early, that somebody was out there.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it was all a combination of errors in judgment, primarily on Trey's part, but also on John's, because if he had walked away, yes, Trey might have been thrown off the team, but at some point, Trey had to learn that he couldn't always get away with things. That, yes, he did learn in that his sterility was because he wasn't going to listen to anybody and he wasn't going to admit that he was sick. And if he had admitted it soon enough, they could have treated him and perhaps saved him from being sterile.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't understand. I just feel, I know I didn't say a whole lot about the book, but I just feel like I liked the book, but I felt like we got duped, you know, by all these contrived things.
Yeah. Well, that's what I felt at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And sorry, I thought you were finished.
No, she pulled a fast one by not bringing up the potential, because you looked at it, okay, could John have killed him?
Excuse me, we still have other people that we haven't
sure.
killed.
So anyway,
I just wanted to tell you another. I just wanted to tell you when I don't know whether any of you remember my husband Joe Fallon, but when he had mumps, his father stayed in a hotel, and his mother said, "We're not having other children. What's the deal?" Yeah, but that's what he did. Yeah. Okay. I will be quiet now.
Okay. So you're done, Deanna?
Yeah.
Thanks, Deanna. Yeah.
Okay. Bob.
Oh. Well, everything has been said, so I'll be brief. I like the book. Wasn't the greatest book I ever read. It was, I don't think we were duped. I thought first that Catherine had shot him, even though whoever said it, Deanna, was correct that, you know, he scorned her. I didn't like Trey. I don't know what kindnesses he did. I'd like to hear more of that. But my question is, Why do I remember these? I read so many books and memories getting older. Did not John, did he confess to Betty and Luke? Was it about what happened? Or did he just let closure with Donnie that he died of course, committing suicide? I think they've changed that a little bit now, but in the Catholic Church, that he would have never been buried on consecrated ground. So I hope somebody will straighten me out on Betty. Betty was very smart. She was suspicious. Trey was going to eat at her house, and then he was short with her and all kinds of things. Can this happen about Donnie's thing? Yes. You're talking teenage boys. You're talking about a star quarterback, and John wrongly protected him, but he knew he'd be kicked off the team and ruined and lose his scholarship and all kinds of things. And Trey manipulated everybody throughout the book. Meacham kept saying, he's so charming. He gets everything he wants. So you had three orphans. They came to this town, you know, and I thought the plot was very complicated. I like Catherine, you know. Yeah, she might have made mistakes, but remember, the coach's daughter, was she not a girl about town? Not to make an excuse for Trey, but probably a lot of guys did whatever with her. And, you know, and the coach resented that, of course. Of course he wouldn't talk to him. He knew when in college, hi, coach, it's me, you know. And then he saw the coach and he said, oh, we can make it up. I'm a successful quarterback in the NFL and so on. But straighten me out about the confession. And then the bishop, I was a little surprised there. He said it didn't affect the church. Don't say a word. That's what I got out of it. You know, that because he went to his bishop, John, who was great. I think John was fabulous, Father John, and I'm glad he stayed in the priesthood. But the bishop said, just move forward, you know, but you can't tell people because you'll be humiliated in that town. So you guys can straighten me out. I like the book. Was it the greatest? No. Was it the worst? No. Thank you.
Randy, you want to take your turn and straighten Bob out,
okay,
too?
Okay.
Straighten me out.
I don't know, Bob. That's a tall order.
Oh, quiet. I heard that.
Well, I really like this book. I liked it so much better than the first one I read, Roses, by her. But I think if I had been Kathy, when John came for Thanksgiving, when she knew she was pregnant, mm-hmm. and John came to the house for Thanksgiving dinner, mm-hmm. I would have asked him anyway. Because he was still in the first year of his studies to be a priest. So he hadn't really committed to anything. I would have asked him to marry me anyway. But I'm a romantic, so. And Deanna, you said you figured it out. How did you figure out who the killer was? I didn't figure it out until the sheriff was in the cemetery and flowers were being delivered and he had asked his daughter about the coach's daughter, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what it was until he showed up at the coach's house. Then I realized, oh, it was the coach who killed Trey.
Yeah.
So you said you figured it out.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I figured out there was something wrong with the coach because he didn't respond to his star player that had given him so much success. And he fell apart because his daughter died. That came out before. And then that she tried to blame it on Trey, her pregnancy. The policeman got that much out. And so obviously by then, Trey was not going to be the problem because he would never have crossed the coach. He didn't have anything to do with Belinda because he would not have wanted to disappoint the coach. He wasn't interested in her because she was loose and would sleep with anybody. And that was back when they were in high school.
Yeah.
You know, he shut her down when she tried to make a move on him. Yeah. So there was no reason for him to have any fear of the coach. That's why when he saw him, he ran towards him with his arms open to give him a hug because he was so glad to see him. He was not, he did not feel any guilt towards the coach because he hadn't done anything with Melinda or Belinda, whatever her name was.
Well, remember too, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because Sheriff, you know, Deke, now there was a smart guy. I thought he was the smartest guy in the whole book, the former sheriff.
Yeah, me too. I like
him.
Yeah. But he asked his daughter, because they were all in the same class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he asked her.
That's right. He did.
Did they have anything? Did mm-hmm. Trey and what's her name? I forget her name.
Belinda. I can't remember one of the
But other. Anyway, she said absolutely not. She, you know, put moves on him and everything, but he wouldn't have anything to do with her. So that from that point, you know, the sheriff knew something was up.
Yeah, but I remembered.
Okay. Well, why did Coach Turner believe? He believed he did. It didn't matter.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because his daughter told him.
He believed that
he didn't.
Trey got her pregnant.
One at a time. I'd just like to hear the answer that he believed that no matter what Trey's saying, I didn't do it. I didn't, you know.
He just thought.
He just believed it.
Yes.
Okay. That's a stretch.
It was his daughter.
Trey was sterile at that point.
Mm-mm. Right.
No one did. Until John told the sheriff.
Wow. Okay. So I think it was a unique plot. It was different. That's the strength of it. And I don't see it as everybody, you know, Deanna's a good detective, but who did it was a big question. And I thought it was a first when I started reading it, I thought it was teenage love. And I said, boring. I grew up, I taught teenagers. I don't want to hear all about when girls were hysterical running out of my class because her boyfriend broke up with them, you know. And I let them do it for 10 minutes and then go get them. She can't just sit out there. She's got to be in the class. But anyway, it got better. Alan, we haven't heard from you either, so I'm going to show
you. No. Yeah. Randy, are you through? Do you have some more comments or not?
Let's
hear from Ellen.
Oh. I think I'm done.
You think you're done? Okay. Sally Rosenthal.
Oh, good.
Okay. I think everybody said most of everything I was going to say, except I thought this was a really good book in the beginning, and then it fell apart. Mm-hmm. I thought as she got about 3/4 of the way through, it got sloppy, it got contrived. Yeah. I really was confused in a lot of places. For 22 years, this whole town thought that Will was Trey's son. Oh, look, he looks just like Trey, this, and this. And then bingo. Oh, no, he looks just like John. You can see it in the curl of his hair. Come on, people. It's one way or the other. And as far as the murder, I think everybody should have been out there with a shotgun. A lot of people had a reason to kill him. nobody liked him.
Yeah.
But, so much for gun control. But I think everybody said everything I was going to say, but I was just really let down by it. I thought it was a well-contrived book in the beginning, and then at the end, it was just contrived. I wouldn't read another one. And that's all I have.
I will say that I thought the end in this one was, I liked how everything wrapped up. You know, she was going to go to medical school. Mm-hmm. Will and John are going to get out of town.
I like that part, but as far as everything else goes, no, I think it was sloppy. I think it was quick, and mm-hmm. let's tie everything up. And she did such a good job in the beginning with character study. It was not my cup of tea. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to start with the piece with a wise comment. I agree with Sally. So yeah. So
very good, Alan. Thank you.
No,
surprise!
No,
surprise!
You know, I came up with a different reason for the name of the book, because I think Lila Meacham tumbled into the weeds with some of the way she handled this. I thought it had a good basis for a plot and, you know, a decent story, but she ended up getting sloppy with some stuff, and it left a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, okay, I know I'm not a reproductive specialist and stuff, but you know, when the doctor told him, okay, your sperm don't swim, you know, but they left it kind of open that, and to think that, you know, after leading us on and on and on that he was the father and stuff. Oh no, it's not. John spilled a bit of semen on her somewhere, but you know, never penetrated or anything, but he's really the father. Of course, after everybody, you know, thinks that the kid looks just like Trey Don all these years. No, oh no. It's like Sally said, oh, he really does look like John. I don't know. It just got sloppy. Yeah. And I got really pissed off with the scene where he, you know, he's driving and I know he sees the car. And he sees the Lexus, and he smiles real big, and he calls out her name. He says Catherine Ann, and I'm wondering, well, wait a second. I mean, surely he didn't mistake the coach for Catherine Ann. I mean, I know they didn't look alike, so I don't know. It just got really sloppy at the end, and I thought, and then they had the scene where she finds the body and she's confused. She goes back home and she's confused about what happened. And I'm thinking, well, why is she confused? The narrator just said she shot him. So I don't know. It just kind of fell apart, I thought, at the end. But that's why I say that she tumbled into the weeds with the way she handled some of the stuff. But anyway, I mean, she had a good idea. I think it could have been a decent story. I really liked the wolf, the guy with the whip. I thought he was one of the coolest guys in the whole book, because everybody had him written off.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, they had him off as a major loser.
He turned out to be a good guy.
Yeah, he was good by the end. Yeah.
He was one of the nicest guys in the whole book. You know, he took care of his animals and stuff, and just I liked him. But anyway, I don't know. It could have been so much better, I think. But anyway, that's enough for me. So that's all I got.
So nobody's touched on the church and the bishop, that it's okay.
Oh, Bob, to answer your question, you. No, John never did come clean with Betty. Okay. I think he did to the bishop, though, right? I think so, but he I don't think he ever came clean with the mother and stuff. And just, and Shelley told me in the email she sent that she really liked the book, but she didn't go into a lot of details, but she said she really liked it. Okay. So,
she told me the same thing.
But she didn't tell me what she was having for, she didn't say what she was having for her family dinner, though. So I was very disappointed with that. Anyway,
we'll have to quiz her on that next time. We will.
Maybe she was afraid we'd all come and invade her.
That's true.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, as I said in the beginning, we should have called her.
She was hoping she would be in by 7 or 8:40 at the latest Eastern time, and it's 8:47. Sure. Okay,
where are we?
I don't know. I just feel like I just want to say one more thing. I think she came out and said that Kathy murdered her, because didn't Kathy go up to her and he said, "Oh, be damned," or something? She said, "I hope you will." And then,
and the narrator did it with a female voice too. So,
I don't think I don't understand how all of a sudden the coach. I think
the coach had lost his wife. He was drinking, and he just believed that. I guess the trade. daughter.
I don't know. I don't.
That was a stretch. In my
I don't think anybody got what they deserved in this. It was very. And even the description that NLS gave, they should have put crime in it as part of the description. If they would have, just wouldn't have read the book. I mean, I think the whole thing was deceptive.
Right into the weeds. Right into the weeds.
Weeds.
Yeah. So I thought it was going to be a nice coming of age story, and I did like it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah.
We feel your pain, Carla. We feel your pain. Yeah.
Okay. What's our next book?
Well, for April, we talked about doing Inheritance, the new Nora Roberts book.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. I downloaded it.
It is a good book. Right.
It is.
She's a good author anyway. She's.
Yeah.
Love my Nora. Yeah.
Am I going to be wasting my time with this one? Just tell me now.
Well, do you like stories about ghosts?
Yes, sure, ghosts that one.
You're okay. That's okay.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Carla, you can always follow the Moses rule. If you get into a book and you don't like it, just quit reading
it. I do that, Marsha. Yeah. Thank you for that rule.
I do that too.
They better hold me for 2 hours.
What's the rule? What's the rule?
Oh, tell them the rule, Marsha.
Well, if you don't like the book within the first, you can put your limit wherever
couple
you
hours,
want.
Yeah.
Couple hours or whatever.
Yeah. Drop it.
Sometimes two, sometimes three, but usually my thing is a couple hours. And if I can't get into it by the time I've invested 2 hours of my time in a book, it's gone.
Yeah, because by then you're going to know if you like it.
You know, I didn't. Yep. I thought I would like this book in the 2 hours, though, and then all of a sudden,
You know what happens to me sometimes. I don't like a book, but I have to know how it ends.
How it ends.
I've done that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I don't remember the DB number.
I can get it.
I downloaded
117448.
Yeah, okay. I got it right.
Thank you.
7 8 and I believe it's
117448.
117448.
Okay.
And it's narrated by Brittany Presley, and it's 14.
Yeah, and it's a really good narration.
Okay. It is a good narration.
And I want some of those ghosts.
Me too.
Okay, now I got the jokes to look forward to. Yeah, I'm ready.
Some of those ghosts are so cool.
Oh, ghosts. Yeah, some of the. Yeah. I read the description and it sounds like their ghosts are pretty cool.
Okay, what's the title?
Inheritance.
Inheritance.
Yeah.
Okay, Randy, are we officially done with the recording?
Yes.
You guys can talk. I made you co-host so you can talk all night if you want.
I want to say I call Marsha's rule the M&M rule, except